This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden is making a campaign stop in Florida today. NPR's Tamara Keith reports Biden's visit to Tampa comes 1 week before the state's new six-week abortion ban is set to take effect.
The Biden campaign says it is competing there this year, buoyed by the fact that a reproductive rights referendum will be on the ballot in November. Campaign communications director Michael Tyler says the entire purpose of today's trip is
forcefully advocate for reproductive freedom and call out Donald Trump's abortion bans, as he's been doing since Roe was overturned. It's going to stand in stark contrast to Trump, who, when he's out on the stump, every single day is bragging about the role that he played in overturning Roe.
Former President Donald Trump does often speak proudly about naming three Supreme Court justices who made the majority on the court that overturned Roe v. Wade. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump has resumed in New York City. On his way into the Manhattan courtroom today, Trump blasted President Biden's handling of Israel's war with Gaza.
What he's done to Israel is abandon them, and he's trying to be as nice as he can to the other side. Call it the Arab world, but that's not working either because they get him.
Former tabloid executive David Pecker is testifying for a second day. Prosecutors have accused him of taking part in a scheme that involved making hush money payments to keep potentially damaging stories about Trump out of the news and planting dirt on his rivals ahead of the 2016 election. The judge in the case is also expected to decide whether Trump violated a gag order in the case. The United Nations Human Rights Office is raising alarms about Israeli strikes in southern Gaza, where more than a million Palestinians are sheltering. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the warning comes amid renewed concern that Israel is preparing for a ground operation in Rafah.
In a statement from Geneva, the UN human rights chief, Volker Turk, is warning Israel against a full-scale incursion into Rafah. He says such an operation would lead to further breaches of international humanitarian law. Turk decries a series of Israeli airstrikes in Rafah that have killed mostly women and children, describing some of the scenes as, in his words, beyond warfare. Turk says every 10 minutes a child is killed or wounded in Gaza. Private aid groups are also joining his call on Israel to avoid a ground operation in Rafah, which they say would be catastrophic. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 242 points. This is NPR News. The Senate is on track to pass legislation this week that would provide $95 billion in foreign aid. The measure contains additional assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Lawmakers are also expected to take up a bill that could lead to a ban on TikTok. The measure would force the app's China-based parent company to divest within the next year or face a ban in the United States. New research suggests that repeated exposure to explosive blasts can change an area of the brain involved in thinking and emotions. NPR's John Hamilton has more on a study from the National Academy of Sciences.
The study looked at 30 Special Operations Forces personnel who'd been exposed to blasts in combat and training. Brain scans showed that in people who'd had greater exposure, one region of the brain's outermost layer was thicker, a potential sign of injury. The affected area helps regulate emotions, including fear, and has been implicated in post-traumatic stress disorder. This brain area may be especially vulnerable to blast waves because it sits just behind the eye, where there is less protection from the skull. If the finding holds up in larger studies, it could offer a way for doctors to detect brain injuries in people exposed to multiple blasts. John Hamilton, NPR News.
Tech giant Google has fired at least 20 more employees who had protested the company's work with Israel. More than 24 people were fired last week after demonstrations in California, Seattle, and New York. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.